Welcome to the Haftarah Weekly of Parshas Re'eh. In this, the third of the seven Haftarahs of Consolation, the Navi returns to Hashem and reports that Klal Yisrael refuses to be comforted by a Navi. They want to be comforted only directly by Hashem. See the Levosh Siman Tov Chav Ches. The Haftarah begins, Aniya Sa'ara Loi Nuchama, poor and storm-tossed because of the Galus. The Chassam Sofer has a deeper understanding of this pasuk. In the very famous Gemara at the end of Makos, Rabbi Kiva and his friends were walking and saw a fox running out of the place of the Kodesh Kedoshim. They all began to cry, but Rabbi Kiva laughed. When asked to explain his bizarre behavior, Rabbi Kiva explained that once he saw that the nevuah of utter destruction and devastation has been fulfilled, he could be secure that the nevuah of consolation would also be fulfilled. Thus, Aniya Sa'ara, the nation is poor and storm-tossed, fulfilled the nevuah of devastation. Why then is she Loi Nuchama? Why will she not be comforted? The nevuah of consolation is certain to be fulfilled as well. Hashem responds that he will make her foundations from pearls and precious gems. If you see the words inside, it says, Hi Anochi, Marbitz Bapuch Uvanayach, V'yisadadich, Basapirim. This is the same description used for the Kisei HaKavod. The promise, therefore, is that we will be on the same level of Cheshivas as the Kisei HaKavod. See the Mishnah of Elezer and Pasha in Yudalad. Hashem continues, V'samti kadkar simsosayich u'sho'arech la'avne ektoch v'chol gavulech la'avne chefetz. Your window frames will be made from gems and your gateways will be made of fiery red carbuncle. According to the Radak, the windows themselves were made of colorful gems, giving them a beautiful stained glass appearance. Rabbi Yochanan in Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Hey Omid Aleph, explains that Hashem will take massive gems measuring 30 amas by 30 amas and then carve the gateways into them. A Talmud ridiculed him and said, nothing that size exists in the world. You cannot even find one the size of a tiny egg. Sometime later, the Talmud traveled by ship and saw Malachim carving openings into massive gems, exactly the size Rabbi Yochanan had described. In response to his question, they informed him that these were destined to become the gateways of Yerushalayim. When he returned, he told his Rebbe about his experience. Rabbi Yochanan was not pleased with him. You mocked the words of the Chachamim. You only believed after you saw it. He stared at him, and the Talmud was reduced to a pile of bones. The Haftarah continues, V'chol b'nayach l'mudi Hashem, V'rav shalom b'nayach, all the children will be Tamid Chachamim, and all will be at peace. We derive from here that Tamid Chachamim bring more shalom into the world. This famous drush is mentioned in many places in Shas. First at the end of Brachas, we also say it at the end of Pitim HaKtaris, and after B'ma Madlikin for those who daven Nusach Ashkenaz. Hashem exhorts us, B'stoka tikoinani, prepare yourself with tzedakah and distance yourself from thievery. Then you will have nothing to fear. Only those who abandon me like Esav need to fear, and those who battle, you will fall. According to the Radak, this refers to Goig, who will attack us on his own volition. Sancheriv and Nebuchadnezzar, however, were sent by Kadosh Baruch Hu, were not totally destroyed. The expression of the pasuk is "Hein gar yogur efes ba'oisi, mi gar itach alayach yipal." The Gemara Yavamah's David, Chav Dalet Amud Beis, understands it to mean that a ger is only accepted when Hashem's presence is not visibly resting with us. At that time, we can assume that he sincerely wants to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. However, once the Gula arrives and Klal Yisrael is showered with brachas, we will no longer accept gerim because we will be concerned that they are only interested in sharing in our glory. Hashem assures us, Hein anoichi barasi charash, nefeach be'esh pecham, omoisi chliv lamaseyu, anoichi barasi mashchis v'chabel. I created the craftsmen who made the weapons. I created the enemy armies. I can also destroy them and prevent any harm. Hashem continues, Kol kli yutzar alayach lo yitzlach, v'chol loshen tokem itach, la'mishpat tashii. Any weapon formed against you will not succeed, and any attempt to sue you in court will fail, according to the parish of the Radak. All who are thirsty for the Dvar Hashem, go learn Torah. It is free and better than wine and milk. Ha'ichol som elechu mayim, asher ein loy kosev. Lechu shivru ve'echoylu, ulechu shivru b'loy chesev, u'v'loy mechir yayin b'cholov. The Gemara in Sukkah, daf nun beis, omid beis, derives from here that if the Yetzirah attacks you, you should drag him into the Beis Medrash, where the power of Torah will neutralize his power. The Pasuk uses the term shivru. This term means to purchase, but also means to break. The Chassam Sofer explains, they were told to quench our thirst for the Dvar Hashem by learning Torah. Those who do not feel that desire must first break the physical desires, as Tosis and Ksubis, Daf Kuf Dalet Omid Aleph, Dibar HaMaskol Loi tells us, before a man davens that Torah should enter him, he must first daven that delicacies should not enter him. Now, if Torah asks, Lama Sishkalu Chesed B'loi Lechem, V'igachem B'loi L'sova, why cause yourself to give money to the enemy without getting any food in return? Shimu Shomaya Elai V'ichlu Toi V'sa'aneg B'desha Navshechem. Listen to Hashem and eat well. The Ibn Ezra explains that we should not spend our time pursuing degrees in various forms of wisdom. We should focus so exclusively on Torah. Hashem says, Hatu aznechem l'chu elai, shimu usichi nafshechem, v'chrosel lechem bris oylam, chasti dobe hen amonim. Listen to Hashem and live. Hashem will make an everlasting treaty as payment for David's faithfulness. According to the Radak, this refers to Mashiach. Hein e l'umim nesativ nogid u'mitzavi l'umim. The king will be a leader of all nations. Even those who never knew you will come to serve you. When they hear the wonders that Hashem will perform for you, hein goy loy sada tikra. One final point. How do you understand the idea of steering at someone and killing him? As you learned before by Rabbi Yochanan, the Masha in Brachas Daf Nunches Omer Aleph explains, this means a curse, as we find that Rabbi Sheshes also killed a man in this way, even though he was blind. The Rechaim in Shmoy's Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Hey, however, gives a very profound explanation of this phenomenon. He says that even the most evil person must still have some element of toiv remaining with him. Otherwise, he could not live at all. Ra is death, and he could not exist, and certainly could not move around, unless he retained at least a spark of goodness. In addition, it was well known that everything is attracted to its source, such as iron is attracted to a magnet. When Rabbi Yochanan stared at the Talmud, he drew out the last vestige of toiv that remained within him. The fellow then died immediately, because there was no spark of toiv left to keep him alive. Since we are in the season of discussing Yerushalayim, post Tisha B'Av, I'd like to share a fascinating discussion I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Saul Reis Mishlita, based on something found in one of Rabbi Zilberstein's extraordinary svarim, which I believe is called Uvacharta B'Chaim. Rabbi Reisman raised a very interesting shaila. He explained that he discussed in the past a question of whether the word Tzion refers to Yerushalayim or specifically to the Beis HaMikdash. On the one hand, we say Tzion Irecha. That sounds as though Tzion is a city. On the other hand, Tzion is often used as a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. So which one is it? Rebbe said he never heard a practical halacha l'maaseh difference between the two possibilities, but here is a fascinating case in which it makes a real difference. One Shavuos, a person was benching and saying Yalla V'Yavai. After Yalla V'Yavai, instead of continuing with Uvenei Yerushalayim, which is what we should have said, he mistakenly continued with the words from Shmoneh Esrei, V'sechazena enenu b'shuvchot tziyem brachnam, in the middle of benching. He had switched into Shmoneh Esrei. When he reached Moedim, and was about to bow while sitting at the table, he suddenly realized that he made a mistake. What should he do now? Should he go back and say Uvenei Yerushalayim? Or perhaps the Nusach, HaMachzit Shechinasi L'Tzion, is adequate to cover the requirements of Bnei Yerushalayim. We paskin that the exact Nusach of a bracha is not necessarily Ma'akev. HaMashana M'matbeya, if a person changes the Nusach, it is not Ma'akev as long as he expressed the same basic idea and theme. So the question is, are these two endings expressing the same idea? Bo'inei Barachim Yerushalayim Amein and HaMachzit Shechinasi L'Tzion. Are they essentially the same thing? Rebbe related that this question was brought to Rav Chaim Kanevsky Zatzal. Rav Chaim answered that Tzion and Yerushalayim are two separate things. Tzion refers to the Beis HaMikdash, while Yerushalayim refers to the city of Yerushalayim. Therefore, since the acquired bracha is boyne brachma shlaim, it is not adequate to say hamachazir shchin soilat zion. That was Reb Chaim's psak. However, Rebbe then raised the aura on this. The Mishnah Brua in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Zayin in the Lachas of Tisha B'Av discusses the following shaila. A person forgot to say Nachem during the Mincha on Tisha B'Av. The Mishnah Brua says that we may insert Nachem into the bracha of Ritzei in the place we would normally say Yal Yavai. The question then becomes, how should we conclude the bracha? Normally Nachem concludes Boinei Yerushalayim. But when Nachem is inserted into Ritzei, the Mishnah Brua says that he can conclude a machzer shchinasoi l'tziyayim. The Charisiyah in Oiz Beis asks, 1 minute, Nachem normally ends with Boinei Yerushalayim. Is it adequate to conclude instead with a machzer shchinasoi l'tziyayim? The Mishnah Brua says that Tziyan and Yerushalayim are chad hu. They are the same thing. But as Rebbe points out, this seems to be the opposite of Reb Chaim's ruling. In the Mishnah Brua's case, the person said Tziyan when he should have said Yerushalayim, and it's considered good enough. In Reb Chaim's case, the person also said Tziyan when he should have said Yerushalayim, and it is not considered good enough. How can you reconcile these two rulings? I think it's a very good question to ask at the Shabbos table. But once again, we see that the discussion of Tziyan actually means whether it refers to the Tziyan Yerushalayim or specifically the Beis HaMikdash can lead to a significant practical difference. Have a wonderful Shabbos.